All right, ladies and gentlemen, I tell you. Anyway, you get some light rain and drizzle today, some light rain and drizzle tonight, some showers on Wednesday, periods of heavier rain on Thursday, Friday showers, windy, colder, 50s and falling. Let's bring him in, the man who has given us the gray plan for the week, Pat Pagano. Morning, Pat.
Well, you can't say we didn't warn you.
You're exactly right. Oh, gosh.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, Pat. I don't know. So
I know.
Now, for Halloween, that's Thursday, right?
Right.
Those are going to be more steadier rain than we get.
Steadier rain on Thursday. I mean, there could be a lull, in the rain late afternoon, but then overnight Thursday to Friday morning, there are another band of rain and. Showers coming through at the cold front, then it gets windy and colder as it clears later Friday. We're going to be falling back to the 50s. Now, the weekend looks okay. Sunny Saturday, but kind of chilly, only 50. And on Sunday, I think a mix of clouds and sun with highs of 50 to 55. So a cool weekend for the weekend in November. And, of course, we do turn the clocks back 1 hour.
On Saturday night.
Right, just before you go to sleep.
And that's great news because it looks like that. So Kids Day at Audubon this Sunday is actually going to be a nice day coming up.
Yeah, not bad. Cool, but not bad. 7 years ago today.
7 years ago today. That the storm.
Right, Superstorm Sandy.
Sandy.
Yeah, knocked me out for 1 week, as you remember.
Oh gosh, I remember the water all around you.
Yep, I was out. For 1 week, as far as the phones, the electric, we were very fortunate. We got our electric back in about 2 days time, which was really great. In fact, what had happened is, the water did come right up to the top of my stoop, but did not get into the house, thank God. But since I was up slightly on a hill, all of my landscaping was underwater, and that is not covered by flood insurance.
Yeah.
So that cost me $16,000. And I remember our neighbors next door did not lose power. And in the middle of the storm, they came over, knocked on the door, and asked if we wanted to go to their house, which I thought was very nice. And I said, no. And they said, well, you know what? If you don't get the electric back by tomorrow morning, we'll run an extension wire from our house to your house just to keep your refrigerator up and running. And that's what they did. And then about a day later, our electric was restored, so we didn't have to use that. But nevertheless, we had no phones, no cell phone. It was terrible. My family was living with me because their house was completely inundated out on Long Island. They lost 5 cars. Completely inundated in the water. I remember all the stuff while my sister lives on the ground floor, her daughter lives upstairs. They didn't, of course, weren't touched, but the water came into the ground floor and everything was completely ruined. Everything. And to this day, she's extremely nervous. When she hears coastal flood warnings or watches or like that, she'll call me immediately.
So it's 7 years today, right?
7 years today.
Now, I have a friend, Bob Perry, broadcast buddy. He lived right on the shore on Long Island, okay? They just got back into their house, okay, about a year ago. Because what happened was the insurance, which they did have insurance, was expensive, said you can only move back in there if you raise the house. Now, they raised the house, all the funding, the federal funding, everything didn't come. They moved in last year, and they decided they didn't like the raised house. They didn't like so they ended up selling the house. But it took them 5 years. They had apartments paid for by the government for almost 4.5 years. Because that's how long it took a lot of things to get done from that storm. Pretty amazing.
Yeah, well, you know what? The government wasn't ready for it. You know that. The government was not ready for that in any way, shape, or form. And it taught a lesson to everybody that it could happen anywhere.
Yeah, but I don't think so, because you know what?
Yeah.
What major improvements have been made since Superstorm Sandy?
Well, a lot of these homes along the shore have had to be raised. A friend of mine, Frank, lives near Long Beach, and he was on a channel, and he was living this year. He was living with his dad for more than 6 months as they came in and they raised his house all the way up. Now he's back home.
But I mean, what have they done to control flooding and stuff like that? Nothing.
I don't think they've. Yeah, I don't think
nothing. I mean, you know, I mean, we've gotten rid of all the sandbars, all the vegetation, the stuff that used to help block stuff like this.
Right. You know, my thing is, and there may be some people who disagree with me. If you recall, Sandy was barely considered a Cat 1 hurricane.
Yep.
Okay. So, folks, let's just, and this is all hypothetical, let's just say there was a similar situation. By similar, I mean a tropical system that is in the Atlantic and is moving toward the southern New Jersey coast. Mm-hmm. It has to be that same scenario. But this time it's a Cat 3. What do you think raising your homes along the shore will do?
Not much.
Okay. That's the answer I was looking for.
Because you're
not much at all.
I mean, water damage, it'll help with water damage. Is it gonna? But you're up higher, and guess what? The wind damage and the other damage is going to be just as bad.
Well, that's my thinking. A Cat 3 would have much, much greater winds and, of course, a worse storm surge than Sandy. And that would literally take homes along the shoreline and engulf them and bring them right back out into the ocean.
Yeah. No, that's,
and they'll be gone. Yeah. So all of this is fine if the storm category stayed on the level of Sandy. Anything higher than that, yeah. Kiss yourself goodbye on the shore. I'm sorry to say, but, you know, that's the way it goes. I still think, and I've said this, Marshall, for years now, I'm still nervous about Southeast New England. I mean, the Cape area has not seen a major hurricane in many years. So the Cape, just like South Florida, are really up there, you know, for gloom and doom, I'm afraid.
Well, I was, you know, I just, you know, I just think I even New Orleans isn't adequately prepared anymore.
Right. They say they are, though.
They aren't. Come on.
Yeah, they say they are. Right.
I mean, I don't know. But anyway, you know, well, we don't have to worry about that here. We have to worry about an occasional tornado and heavy snowstorms.
I was just going to say that. Yeah, exactly.
You know, so it's not a bad trade-off. We'll worry about occasional severe thunderstorms and occasional tornadoes and big winter storms. But it's much better than having to worry about hurricanes and being the tornado belt. And living out west and having to worry about fires every summer. So.
Funny that you say that in the tornado belt, because we're not in the tornado belt.
No. And if we were, it's just so every region's got its anomalies, and I think we're actually in the best region.
I think you're probably right, and you know what? Give it time. If the weather keeps up like this, they will be redrawing where that tornado belt is.
Yeah. Oh no, I don't. I think you're going to be redrawing a lot of things if
it keeps like this, right? Exactly.
All right, so then the forecast for this week is cloudy, sprinkly, rainy, heavier rain on Thursday, and then clearing out late Friday and becoming cooler, and the weekend looks okay right now.
The weekend looks fine. I don't really see any problems for the weekend, not at all.
And on Thursday evening in between like 4 o'clock and like 8 o'clock, you think the rain will be clearing out or me?
I'm thinking along the lines that there may be a lull. I don't think it'll clear out. There may be a lull where it's just like a little drizzle instead of a steady rain. That's about the best we could hope for at this point.
And temperature in right around 50, right?
No. It should be warmer. It should be in the 60s on Thursday. So at least it'll be in the 60s.
Okay. All right. That's one piece of good news.
That's the only piece of good news. Yeah, that's really.
All right, Pat. I'll check with you mañana.
All right. That sounds good, Marshall.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast.